Jacksonville police have arrested a man in connection to a shooting that left a 20-year-old woman in critical condition at a hospital in October. 22-year-old Ski Sanders of the 700 block of North Main was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 12:45 this morning for aggravated discharge of a firearm and driving with a revoked license. This stemmed from a traffic stop. Officers received a report of shots fired in the 1100 block of North Clay in the early morning hours of October 11th. Upon arrival, officers located a black female with a gunshot wound. Evidence was recovered during the investigation that indicates multiple shots were fired. No further details on Sanders' alleged involvement were available this morning. He remains in custody at the Morgan County Jail. Sanders was arrested with two other people last night in the 1200 block of Allen Avenue. 21-year-old Jamail Robinson of the 800 block of West State was arrested for failure to appear for possession of cannabis. Robinson remains in custody. 20-year-old Mayora Walton of Cahokia was picked up for unlawful possession of a firearm and illegal possession of ammunition. Walton has been released on bond. An accident in a rural part of northeastern Morgan County sent one person to the hospital last night. According to the Morgan County Sheriff's Office, it happened at around 6:15 p.m. on Swain Road, about 8 miles northeast of Jacksonville. Reports indicate a vehicle driven by 38-year-old Brandon Swain of the 2500 block of Swain Road was traveling westbound, approaching Strawn's Crossing. A vehicle driven by 69-year-old Orville Woods of the 700 block of North Clay was going southbound on Strawn's Crossing. Reports indicate Swain didn't see Woods and failed to stop at a stop sign and continue through the intersection. Woods reportedly hit the trailer of Swain's vehicle, which was carrying an ATV. The ATV reportedly flipped out of the trailer. Woods was taken to Passavant Area Hospital, and officials say he's since been transferred to Memorial Medical Center. His condition there wasn't immediately available this morning. More news after this.
What makes a great bank? Convenience. This is Corey Winters with Premier Bank. As a loan officer, we know you are busy and don't have time to fill out miles of paperwork. We make loans easy. From online applications and calculations to a friendly loan department that offers the best rates for you, we're Premier Bank. Visit us at one of our convenient locations in Jacksonville, Waverly, Whitehall, or Edwardsville, or online at premierbanksonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jacksonville aldermen could vote on an increase to the city's hotel-motel tax next month. Mayor Andy Ezard requested an emergency second reading to vote on the request from Jacksonville Convention and Visitors Bureau President Brittany Henry, who made the request during last night's city council meeting. Henry requested the city increase the tax from 5 to 8%. It had been 3% when it was last raised in July 2008. Henry pointed out that most major downstate Illinois cities have hotel-motel taxes ranging from 6 to 9%, and that this would help the CVB be more competitive in promoting Jacksonville.
It's going to allow us to do more promotions. We need to promote outside of a 50-mile radius to bring people into Jacksonville, so this is going to allow us opportunities that we haven't had before. Right now, we're doing the exact marketing that we need to do, but we want to have a stronger presence, and that stronger presence is going to cost us more money. We want more presence in Iowa and Missouri, and I want to build a stronger CVB. You know, I want a stronger organization, and we need that marketing presence, and that's why we need that increase, you know, with the budget impasse. Marketing's expensive.
Henry stresses this tax increase would not be felt by Jacksonville residents.
I cannot reiterate it enough. It is a room tax to the visitor. It is not a tax to us. And actually, the citizens of Jacksonville actually benefit. You know, the more revenue we bring in, we actually save $1,300 a year on our household taxes because of tourism. So this is, again, it's not a tax to us as a Jacksonville citizen. It's a tax on the room for the city hotels.
Henry told aldermen business has been booming in Jacksonville hotels, indicating most of them are close to selling out regularly between Sundays and Thursdays. Mayor Ezard explains he asked for the emergency vote because aldermen are only scheduled to meet once more this year.
I certainly support a tax increase in terms of our hotel-motel tax. Why I brought up the emergency clause is I'd like to have this tied up in the year 2015 and give the Jacksonville Convention and Visitors Bureau that first step to a bright 2016. They do a tremendous job, very visible in our community, and I think it's would serve the Jacksonville, and our city council was putting that on as two readings on our December 14th meeting and our last meeting of the year to tie that one up.
Other action from Monday night's meeting included the passing of the first reading of the 2016 tax levy ordinance. The 5% increase represents about $279,000 in revenue. Aldermen passed a resolution to purchase playground equipment to be installed in Community Park. The city will contribute $25,000 and get a matching amount from the local Elks Club. The vote was unanimous, but Alderwoman Lori Large-Oldnettle expressed concern about the process in which the council was given information about the project, pointing out that the Kiwanis Club made a presentation to aldermen prior to announcing the toy they put up last summer in the park. Aldermen passed a resolution authorizing a collective bargaining agreement between the city and the Jacksonville Firefighter Association Local 637 for a three-year term. Morgan County residents have the chance to find out more about property taxes during a seminar tonight. The event is happening at the Jacksonville Municipal Building and is being co-sponsored by Morgan County, the City of Jacksonville, and State Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer. Morgan County Commissioner Jenny Fanning explains what information will be shared.
Certainly, it's open to all citizens of Morgan County, and we're hoping that this will explain the whole property tax process for them from the beginning of the assessment through the explanation of their tax bill, the levy process, and then some of the different property tax relief that's available to citizens of Morgan County.
Those in attendance will also receive information regarding a property tax card and the GIS or geographic information systems. There will be an explanation of the disabled veterans property tax relief and the property tax appeal form.
I don't know how clearly people will study their tax bill and see where all those dollars go to. You know, if your bill's $2,000, that doesn't all go to the county. It goes to different bodies that we send to. The school district, of course, is the largest recipient of your tax dollars. So we want people to understand where their dollars are going to, not only how the amount is determined for their own property, but how it's distributed and what services they're receiving because of that money that they're contributing.
The meeting starts at 7 o'clock this evening. Again, that's at the Jacksonville Municipal Building. Jacksonville State Senator Sam McCann will have a challenger in the March 2016 primary. The State Journal Register reports State Trooper and Prairie Capital Convention Center board member Bryce Benton is circulating petitions to run against McCann in the Republican primary for the 50th district seat. Benton had sought appointment to the 99th House seat that was left vacant when Raymond Poe was named the director of the State Agriculture Department. McCann voted with Democrats earlier this year to override a veto from Governor Rauner on a bill that could have let arbitration decide labor talks with state employee unions. Benton told the SJR he would have voted against the override. Petitions were filed Monday for Congressman Rodney Davis and Darren LaHood of the 13th and 18th districts in Springfield, as well as State Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer.
Call Colton Downey and Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
At Colton Downey Insurance, they build their business one relationship at a time. Call them at 243-8000 or stop by the Jacksonville or Root House office to experience fast, friendly service from the local staff at Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. They'll be there when you need them most. They are Colton Downey Insurance, 243-8000. That's 243-8000.
Illinois is seeing an increase in the number of prison inmates released on parole. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, parolees have increased by 14% in the last 4 years. Governor Bruce Rauner has indicated a desire to cut the state's inmate population by 25% over the next 10 years. One news note to tell you about this morning. Four Rivers Special Education District will meet at 1 o'clock this afternoon at 936 West Michigan Avenue.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.